What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater here, the club CEO, and we're here with DJ Cache, my brother. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, man? My name is Andrew Lindley. I'm from up in Toronto, Canada. I've been DJing for like 15 years. COVID, as I'm sure like every DJ out here is hearing this, kind of just destroyed my entire business. DJing is like not even a viable source of income at this point in time. So it's just been kind of making our way through the world right now, just hoping things get better.
I hear that, man. It's a common theme I'm hearing on all these calls. People have been really disrupted in regards to the DJ community due to this pandemic. But, you know, some people are really innovating and doing some interesting things in the space. So we're going to hear about that a little bit later. But let's get the people to know who you are. I want to know, you know, what got you interested in DJing and how did you get started? Can you dive a little bit into that? Especially for those new people that are thinking about, you know, starting a journey and becoming a DJ. And also just for the people that, the vets out there, kind of compare their story with yours. It's always interesting to hear how other people got started.
Yeah, honestly, for me, like, I was a nerd, 100%. Like, I spent my time on the computer playing Diablo 2, just listening to music my whole life. And, like, eventually there was a time where I think I just tuned into the radio at the right time. It was like late night, 12 o'clock, and there's some DJ playing live to air, doing something that I've never heard of in my life. And I was like, what is he doing? This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. He's mixing, what is going on? And yeah, it just like immediately like took me, and I just like found out about mixtapes and this and that, and like spent my days on Napster, on MIRC, just downloading every kind of song could ever get my hands on, and just went from there.
Awesome. How old were you when you got started?
I must have been like grade 8 going into grade 9, probably. Okay. Right around then, whatever.
Probably
that is.
13, 14?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so you're 13, you're 14 years old. You got interested in DJing. What happens next? Did you like go out and buy a DJ set? Did you beg your mom for some money? Or like, what was your next step after that interest? You got that spark to start DJing.
Yeah, definitely there was a lot of begging that did not work out. But like I found like Virtual DJ, which is still out there, was a free tool. I kind of just started playing on there. I got into, I think it was called Sony Acid Pro. It was like one of the original like audio workstations where it's like Pro Tools now is the nice one. But I did whatever I could there, learned what I could. And then it was just like, I got to grind, make me some money. Got my first pair of like CD players with the worst mixer in the world. But you got to do what you got to do at that time.
I hear you.
Yeah, got my like CD players, like burnt every CD, all the music I had. On that front, I was like on top of the world because I had it all already. And then, yeah, I was just sitting in the basement, just trying to practice and figure it out for myself, which that part didn't work out too well. That was a lot of wasted time. But even I never really got into YouTube or anything. So it was, for me, it was like a lot of just figuring it out just by myself.
Makes sense. And for those people out there that are on edge about DJing and starting their career or even elevating their career, talk to them about how much it costs you to get started. You know, you said you used the virtual DJ and you just got started. How much did that, you know, cost? Was it a huge investment, small investment? Like, what was it getting started?
Oh, getting started, it was like no investment. It was just an investment in my time and like trying to figure out how to do it, because I'm pretty sure at this point virtual DJ is still free. So if you just want to like if you got MP3s, you can probably even start. They're moving into streaming now, where you can just, if you have a Spotify account, you can link up with that. I think DJ Pro has that, or it's just called like DJ Pro. You can just hook up with that. It's pretty much free if you really want to get into it these days.
Wow.
If you want to progress, obviously it's going to cost you some money, but to just get in there and start playing around.
Yeah, so just getting started, it was free in regard to you making a financial investment. But the important thing, you said you had to invest your time, you know what I mean? You had to take some time and invest it and put, you know, the work into, you know, launching your DJ career. And that's super commendable, and I'm super happy that you did that. And then you said that you just started grinding and you want to go make some money. Like, talk about your first gig or the first dollar that got into your pocket from DJing.
Oh my goodness. There's probably a lot of stories for that. Probably the first one was just me helping out a buddy who was like, you know what, you figured out how to mix, come help me out, put some, I'll throw you like whatever it was, like we're probably making like $300 back then. He threw me like $50 and like that was like, oh my, I just made $50 to show up and help this guy out. It's like I was on top of the world for sure.
And how long did it take you to get that first $50 after starting?
It was a while because I refused to ever ask anybody for help. Like I had to do it for myself. I don't know if it's like men in general just cannot ask people for help, but that was something that I really struggled with. Like even though I had a lot of friends who were there doing it, it was just something I had to figure this out by myself. And I think like YouTube either wasn't a thing or I just wasn't into it. So it was definitely a long struggle, probably about like, it was probably a year or so, which realistically isn't, and it's not that long, but yeah. It was long enough.
And it's pretty dope, you know, so you got interested at 13, 14, by 15, you already had your first gig where you're making money as a 15-year-old that just learned how to DJ, and you put a lot of time into, you know, improving it and learning the ropes and being able to, you know, to do well in your craft. And that's one thing that is super like special about DJing. Like, it's not something that you can just have do. You have to really pour your heart and soul into it because it's truly a craft. It's a skill. It's an art. And DJs like you and some of the other ones on this podcast have really shown me and the world how DJing has changed and moved your life. So I would love to hear, you know, about like your journey, you know, after, you know, high school and kind of what moved your DJ, you know, career to that next stage. Like, tell me like the progression of from there.
Yeah, I think from that, it was really just, and this is like for any DJ who really wants to start making money, it's what I still like, even I'm just figuring this out now. It's like, you are your brand. Like you have to get out there. You have to network with people. You have to go talk to them. Like when you hear that word networking, like nobody wants to do that, but you are like, you are your brand and you are your biggest advocate. You got to show people who you are. Like people buy who you are, not what you are. Like there's so many DJs out there who like, you could probably be the best DJ in the world, but if nobody knows who you are, you're not going to get booked. So that was always a struggle for me because I never took social media serious. I never did any of that. I just like, I had a lot of friends and I got my gigs and I was stuck in the club where like there was always this roof. So it was great. I'm not going to take any of it back, but there was definitely a lot of struggles that came along with it.
Yeah, man. No, I hear you. And starting any business is tough. And you're right, you are your brand. And people don't buy your brand or your product, they buy you. So you have to make sure that you show a representation of who you are and why there's value in hiring you as a DJ or whatever you're doing for your business. And that's super important. And the way that you even come on this podcast and show how genuinely passionate you are about the scale and the trade, man, that's super commendable. And I'm so happy that people are able to hear this. And hear your passion and understand like, hey, if you're listening to this right now and you have that same passion, but have still not taken the opportunity to go out there and build your business, yo, get started today. Do what Andrew has done, do what DJ Cachet have done, and just get started. You know what I mean? Like get started. It doesn't take much to get started. And then you invest in yourself time and money and resources as you progress. It could be a lucrative thing for you. It could be a hobby that you're making money from. And that's always a blessing. It's always a blessing because like you're making money and you're not even feeling like it's work. You know what I mean?
No, like I quit my job. I finally got to quit my day job like 2-3 years ago. And now it is, DJing is my job. And like realistically, I just love music. Like that was how it started. And like it took me a while. It's taken me like 15 years to get here. But now like once that momentum starts, like once you draw that line in the sand, and you're like, I'm doing this, I'm going all in. It doesn't matter what happens, doesn't matter the struggle. I'm gonna be this DJ, you can do it too. Like nobody, the minute you your mindset is in there and like you are 100% in on it, you're gonna do it.
That's facts, bro. That's facts. No, I love it, man. So tell me a little bit about, you know, DJing and what you love the most about it. Like what's your favorite part about being a DJ?
Yeah, I think my favorite part is just like, I think a lot of people think that as a DJ, you get to play the music you like, That is the furthest thing from the truth. Like, take that from me. That was a big hurdle that always kept me back too. It's like, I thought I got to play the music I wanted, but it's not like that. But what you do get, like, you get to decide what song goes with each other, and you get to see your crowd. And when they all come together, and like, you kind of like control this whole room and this whole mood, and you get to decide what that mood is. Even if it's not like your favorite song, if you put on like Uptown Funk, you know everybody in this place is gonna light it up, and it's like you just get to sit there and be happy about it. Like, you made this happen, and it's, I don't know, that's what I like out of it. And now I do a lot of weddings, and like, people would say that, like, a lot of club DJs will say weddings are a joke, but I don't know, like, the minute I got into it, it just brought me so much joy, because like, the people getting married are exactly my age. I know the exact music they want. I've never had a bridezilla because I do a good job. And it's like, when they come up to me at the end of it and they're like, wow, I thought I was just going to get some guy who's going to sit here and play like his Spotify playlist, but you made this the greatest day of my life. I can't believe the party we just had. Yeah. And it's like, it just touches your heart.
No, that's truthfully amazing, man. Like, DJs play an amazing and important role in the lives of many people. Like, people, their weddings, it's such a big day for them. And you drive so much of what that experience is like as a DJ. And that is truthfully something that, if you are a DJ that really cares about your craft and put your heart into it, you're literally touching the lives of people that can really transform their lives and transform them as a person just by making that moment, that event, so special. So I honor you guys for what you do. I'm personally not a DJ, so I just look at you guys like, wow, look at that raw talent. DJs,
God, we go get you then. We'll get you.
I bought a little turntable. I bought a little mixer. I got have a little while. I'll be playing around with it every once in a while, but it's not easy. So I honor you guys, and that's why, you know, I work so hard with the club, because I see what the DJ potential is and how it can really transform people all over the world, especially in this time of COVID where people are depressed, people are with loss of income because everything's shut down. You know, how can we use technology as a way to help and support people emotionally, financially, spiritually, and any way possible that we can help them? And that's my job as a technologist, as a person building this platform for DJs and virtual parties, man. So I really appreciate so cool, you and telling your story, man. I believe DJs, every DJ has a story, and all DJ stories are interesting no matter who you are, because they're all so unique. You know, they're all so unique, and DJs are super talented people and just go through a lot within their journey. So I want to know, like, what's something, like one piece of advice that you know now that you wish you knew when you were getting started?
I think the biggest piece of advice is like, you are that brand, and like, you gotta treat people the way you want to be treated. Because like, in my path, man, like, I had all the DJ beefs and this and that, and it was realistically, it was probably just me and my ego thinking like, why is this guy getting to play this and not me? Like, I'm probably a better DJ than him, but it's all just in my head. And it's like, that's what's gonna hold you back. Like, if there's some big DJ in town, you gotta go be his best friend, you gotta help him out with everything, and then like law of reciprocity is gonna help you out after. But if you're out there like, if you put something on Facebook, everyone's gonna see that, man. And there's you gotta keep yourself in check, and like, know that you're always growing. Like, people, you're always learning. Like, you need to learn from the people who are doing it.
100%, man. Community is super important. 100%. In DJing, in all businesses, you know, your network is really your net worth. You know what I mean? If you do not build a network, you're gonna have a hard time. I love it. You guys are not gonna see this because we're not recording the visual, but he just had a fire emoji, and you probably use those in your sets and make it really interesting, man. But in regards to community and building a network, it's super important when it comes to building your business. And you know, relationships are the single most important thing in the world. That's something I stand by wholeheartedly. And without the relationships that I've built, I wouldn't be anywhere in life. So I appreciate, you know, you and all the DJs that we're building relationships with now through this platform. and just want to keep it going. How can we foster a community where DJs are supporting DJs and creating the most amazing virtual party experiences on the internet today in 2021 and beyond? Like, that is my mission. That is my goal.
That's it. The club. That sounds sick.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's do this together. I can't do this on my own. No one can do anything on their own.
Yeah, we're in this, like, we're in this world of, like, literal disconnect. Like, stay at home, don't leave out. Like, we need virtual connection, man. As humans, we have to be connected to each other. And, like, how are we doing that? So, like, commend you on that. You're doing, like, you're doing the world a service right now.
Appreciate you, brother, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, and let's go into COVID, man. Let's talk about COVID and how it's kind of changed the game. And how has it affected you as a DJ? Talk to me about that.
Oh man, like for me as a DJ, it's shut us down 100%. Cause like, I don't know, I don't want to talk on the situation. I don't know too much about it, but like, I know in America, you guys were still able to work. Like as of like last March, we were shut down. Like you cannot work. So I haven't played anything apart from like virtual parties since last March. So I'm coming up on my year of doing nothing. It's been all right. Like I pivoted into like, opening like a DJ school and all these other things that I would have never done on my own time. Like if I was still working, I would have never done these things. So I kind of look at it as a blessing, but it has been like the biggest nightmare you could ever think of. And now I'm starting to get my 2020 reschedules to 2021, now rescheduling to 2022, and my calendar is this and that, and I'm like freaking out. But it's like, for me, the worst thing I gotta do is figure out how to reschedule these dates. For my clients, it's like this is their whole like world has been shut down. They've already been shut down. Now they're shut down again. It's like I just feel for the people out there.
Yeah, man. No, it's really tough, and we have no clue how long this thing is gonna go on. So it's like you know, some people are banking on, oh yeah, you know, it'll be over in 6 months. Oh yeah, it'll be over in a year, and then 6 months come, a year come, and there's still no change. You know, this thing is hard to predict. So we have to be innovative. We have to figure out ways to survive and thrive in this tough time. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's tough. And like, what do you think is gonna happen in the industry? Where do you think that we're gonna go from here?
It's hard to say. Like I'm so optimistic that 2021 is gonna be good. Like they got the vax out. I hope everything's going good with it. Like I chose to turn the news off. I don't want to hear anything about it. Like if something changes, obviously I'm going to find out from family and friends, like if big news happens, but I don't want to keep following the day to day because all that does is pull me out of my focus on working on what I need to and start getting mad at the situation. But I'm really like optimistic that like 2021, it's not going to be like all masks off, everyone's good to go free, but like at least we can start to see the end of the tunnel. At least I'm banking on that too. I'm hoping and praying, but there's just no way to know, as you said.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate your optimism because the people that are optimistic are the ones that are going to come up with solutions to help us survive in this time. You know, having a negative attitude or being pessimistic does not get us anywhere. Does not bring us forward. Nothing good comes out of pessimism. You know, I think the optimists are the ones that are going to really help move us forward. And I'm glad that you're part of that group. It's a special group. You know, I'm an optimist, super optimist. I'm also a person of faith. And I really believe that if you believe good things are going to happen and you walk into it, you can manifest those good things into this world. And, you know, that's what I believe in, you know, and I think that if we all kind of share that message to other and motivate people to think in that mindset as a collective group, we'll be able to do some powerful things in this world, man, regardless of where you are in the world. I'm in the States. You're in the UK, correct?
No, not Canada.
You're in Canada. Sorry about that. And it's, you know, we are able to connect, you know, with anyone across the globe.
Literally.
And it's just super amazing in the time that we're in right now. It's like, you know, that Drake song, like, what a time to be alive. It's so, you know, advantageous right now to be able to do innovative things. And you got to have that energy, you got to have that drive to do it.
It's so easy to fall into the trap of like, everything sucks, this is terrible, and just like 1 month goes by, 3 months goes by, 6 months go by, you haven't done nothing but play Call of Duty. Like, I love me some Call of Duty, but I gotta work on my scratching, I got marketing, my business. There is never a day that I cannot go without working on my business or putting some work in. 100%. But like, if I just wanted to get mad and get upset by it, I could definitely just skip, push, pause on like the next year and just wait until the government comes with their magic wand and just fixes the world for us.
Yeah, no, it's tough, and it goes back into what I was saying about a lot of people are depressed. Like, you know, even with me launching this new business, I've invested a lot of money and time into this business, and I have ups and downs in my business, and just like, dang, I don't know if this is gonna work. Oh wow, it's gonna work. Yeah, it's just these ups and downs. It's literally a roller coaster, you know, building a startup or building a business. And I know there's DJs out there that feel the same way, that they are at the end or at the bottom of their emotions right now in regards to just feeling like there's hope. But you just gotta be able to make it out of those, you know, situations. You know, I know for me personally, when I had those periods of doubt, you know, I would feel almost, you know, feelings of depression where I would get tired and not want to be up all day working and getting myself out of the situation. I'd be sleeping and doing stuff that's not productive to helping me in those moments. And it's like, nah, you have to do the exact opposite. You got to turn up, work even harder, innovate, and think of ways to project yourself forward, so that way you're not feeling depressed and not feeling, you know, bad about the situation. You're creating a new situation for your future. And I think that, you know, if people are sharing their stories and being vulnerable and letting people know the things that we're going through in the world right now, I think that is what's going to help bring us forward, man. And this is a super great conversation. I'm glad that, you know, you opened up and told us your story, and you were able to really, you know, bring us to where we're keeping it real, you know, and we're telling the stories of great DJs on this podcast. Is there anything else you want to say before we jump into our lightning round?
Not really. Like, just, I guess if anyone's looking to like really take their DJ career to that next level, come check me out at the DJ Connect. And like, I know all the pain it went through to get here, 15 years of struggling and pain. Like, nobody needs to go through that. Like, there is a community of DJs who really want to help each other out. And we're here. We're here for you guys.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. We're going to jump right into the lightning round. You ready?
Woo, let's go.
All right, awesome. So describe your DJ set, hardware and software.
My DJ set right now, I use I have a Pioneer DDJ SRT 1000. I'll be honest, I hate it. Now that I've seen this Rain 1 drop, like, this thing is out, get rid of it. But like, I felt like I needed it because a lot of guys use CDJs. So I thought like it was a lot easier for them to understand. I used to use the Rain 12s, which I love the Rain 12s, but like, a lot of guys think that, oh, this guy can only do this because he's on turntables, and it's not like that. You can have the $100 controller and do what these guys with the $4,000 controller can do, no question. And Serato, I use Serato as well.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ, I think these are the guys who got us in. They were called Black Shiny. Like, shout out to my guy Super Dupes. Oh my goodness. But him starting from scratch, he's like a Toronto native. I love like DJ AM. DJ Scene's a killer.
What has been your favorite party or event that you DJed at?
Oh, that's a good question. Favorite party? There's so many, but I don't know, like, I'm really starting to like these weddings, so I'm the only club DJ to ever say weddings. I'm starting to take over.
What's one thing that you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
The live streaming, I guess it was the problems with Facebook and getting shut down. Doesn't matter where you're at, like, the club has got that on lock now, no problems there. But apart from that, probably lighting is terrible.
Shout out DJs that you know personally that story needs to be shared on this podcast.
Ooh, whose story? Got DJ Bosa, DJ Alex K, DJ Zoe. Who else? DJ Buddha, he's a good guy, really good guy.
And where can people find you online and or in person if you're also doing in-person events?
Just the djconnect.com or supremedjs.ca. All the Instagrams should be, they'll be connected there, but just those two spots. Live events, hopefully this year. We'll see.
All right, brother. Hey, we thank you for being on the My DJ Story podcast. This has been a great conversation, man. And I know our audience is going to really love hearing your story and hearing this conversation. So thank you for being on the show.
Yo, thank you for having me, man. I love what you're doing. Keep putting out the good work, man. Fighting the good fight that would, like, this world needs right now.
Thank you, brother.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.